You're listening to SBS News.
آمين. هو الله أحد. الله الصمد.
As the sun goes down, members of Sydney's Tunisian community pray. During Ramadan, they will fast from dawn to sunset. Hussein Tessawi says it's an important time of reflection for Muslims.
It's a time where you remember the poor people. That's one of the things. It's a time where you feel the struggle and you have to know when you have to stop eating and not to continue.
Just over 2,000 Tunisians are currently living in Australia. The country has undergone significant change in recent years. The Tunisian Revolution in 2011 saw the fall of the nation's dictator, and a democracy has since been established. Mr. Tessawi says life for his family in Tunisia has improved.
They feel better. There's a lot of freedom now there in Tunisia. People, they can talk, they can say whatever they want. They are not scared for their life like before during the dictatorship. So we are on the right path and we are doing well.
Football has always been central in the lives of Tunisians. Khalid Berhal says he played the sport since he was a child.
When we were kids, we all played soccer at the street. You know, two rocks and we play soccer and, you know, we get hurt. And so that we grew up in that sort of atmosphere, which is, unfortunately, you can't find the same here. It's more, you know, it's more formal, you know, in the park and stuff, which is good. But back home, it's every day.
This will be Tunisia's fifth appearance at the FIFA World Cup. Their best performance was on debut in 1978, when they beat Mexico and drew with defending champions West Germany. They haven't won a game at the tournament since. Despite being grouped with England, Belgium and Panama, Hussein Tessawi says he's confident they can overcome the odds and reach the knockout stage.
Well, we hope this time we will do it. We have a good team. The group where Tunisian is not that hard. We have Belgium is very good, but Tunisian in number 14 now in the FIFA ranking, just after England, which is 13 in the ranking. Tunisia is the first in the Arab world and the African teams in the ranking. So we hope we go to the second round.
His confidence is shared by Khalid Berhal.
In the World Cup, you can't underestimate any country. Like, you can have surprises any time. And we've got good chances. We never lost any team. The whole qualification, we're playing, you know, African football is quite aggressive. It's, you know, similar to, you know, we never lost any game, the whole qualification. And we don't have really big stars.
Tunisia kicks off its World Cup campaign against England on the 19th of June at 4 a.m. in the East. Adrian Arciulli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.